Yeah, and I would love to see it even more formalized. That, you know, when you mentioned the calendar,
yes.
So that you know, there would be some way where producers and programmers could just see themselves and, you know, look 3 months in advance, and that way, you know, 4 months in advance. Who would keep that? I'm not sure, but if that could just sort of be something that, like, we have a weekly producers meeting at KPFK, and it would be great if we could have look at something like that at every week, at every producers meeting, and we could look forward 4 months mm-hmm. and say, mm-hmm. you know, there's something coming up, and who might want to participate in national programming on the subject, or even an opportunity to propose something.
Right, right.
This is
Alan, right?
Yeah, that's Alan.
Okay.
Sorry.
Yeah, this is
Sean.
And I think...
Well,
now
he asked me a question, may I answer?
Sure, you should like to speak
sure.
now.
Yes, Sean, you may answer, and then Serene.
in response to your question, I would say yes, and I would ditto the responses of the two gentlemen who spoke before me.
Okay. Serene.
Okay, thanks. I think it's great that we can do the sort of long-term calendar planning, and some people have done it informally in terms of marking important dates in history where they know that individually, as programmers, they're going to want to do something that, you know, addresses the particular issue that event brings up. But it still doesn't address what we do when something happens in a week or in a day, and there's mm-hmm. no person to act as a coordinator.
Mm-hmm.
So I have long since maintained that all GMs should be talking on a regular basis, that all PDs should be talking on a regular basis, and that may be, you know, once a month.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know how much communication there is between the PDs or program coordinators or whatever the title is at the various stations at this point. So that, aside from the fact that they, I think, will uniquely appreciate the others' perspectives and experiences, so it's a sort of built-in support mechanism that I would think they would want to consider just for themselves. It's also a way of letting people know where the connections are around the network. I mean, we have labor programs, I think at three or maybe four of our stations. We have programs that focus on Africa at all five of our stations. We never do that kind of collaborative programming, and I'd like to see us do that. I'd like to see us do the things that make us a network, you know, other than the fact that, you know, we know that we all have a national office at X place. Where are the things that draw us together? How do we, in fact, reach out and let people in New York know that, hey, you're not alone on this issue. There are people in L.A. who are working on the same thing, and people in D.C. who share your view. I think that we need to do that kind of thing, but it always brings us back. And we started our committee by sort of addressing that, and we've been working for a number of months and haven't gotten there yet, and I want to take us back there, is what are we going to do with regard to getting a national coordinator or program director or whatever the case is?
Well, I think this is the foreground to doing that. Our charge from the PNB was to come up with some of the programming policy before we will then talk about the national programming person. So articulating some of this, I think, is the my understanding of what we've been charged to do in order to get that person in place. Of course, I think what's been happening is we've had to take our eyes and look at filling the ED position and all of that, so the PNB has been addressing those issues and has really not come back to the filling of those positions yet. So in that interim, we are still working on our mission, which is to come up with the policy. So that's my understanding of how we'll get to that person who, I agree with you, needs to be in place to kind of hold these things together, put these things together. Even some of the ideas that have been mentioned could be very well suited for that person to facilitate.
Chair, this is Sean in New York. Where are we on the agenda?
Excellent question.
We're talking about the subcommittee on
collaborative broadcasts.
Yeah.
Have we reached the conclusion on that in regards to...
No, we're still discussing it, Sean.
Should we set a timeline to actually to collect the various issues?
Yeah,
because
I have to go here pretty soon.
Yeah, I've got to go, too.
Yeah, I have to go, too. This is Alan. And sorry, I actually have to go back to doing programming
okay.
in a minute.
I think we're talking about a lot of important things, and I think some of the things that Serene said... certainly that Ernesto has said we should try to articulate. Would it be terrible for me to ask everybody to try to write down what do they think the things that bear on developing a national policy? In other words, what are some of the things that positively that we can do, and what are some of the shortcomings that we've experienced in the past that we can try to avert? If we could get something like, everybody could write something like that, or even just say what Serene said, which I found very eloquent a moment ago, then I think we could have the outline of what our policy considerations would be. Is that something I can ask everyone to do?
When?
To get back, you know, email something back to us within a week and say, these are the policy issues, pro and con, that I think we need to address to define the roles and relationships between local, national programming and network broadcasts, and what are some of the things we can suggest take place on a regular basis to improve the way we do that. And we've had a lot of very specific suggestions, like regular meetings to communicate that, creating a calendar so that it's clear what's going on, having somebody that's in charge of coordinating those processes, you know, not telling people what to do, but if the issue is let's develop a calendar that everyone can work with and look at, make sure that that gets put in place.
And come up with those questions that we might want to ask the
PDs. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, and that will create less dialogue for the members of this subcommittee specifically. And I think the answer to what we can do to get the PNB to make a decision on creating the position, I think we're going to have some policy parameters, and we're going to have to redraft a job description. But I think we've already done some work on how to improve the job description. We just haven't had a committee that's gotten everybody's input. I think I sent something to everyone with about 10 or 11 points where there's been concerns in the past. I think we're within about 2 hours of having an improved job description. Wouldn't you say, Ken? Freeland?
A job description for?
A network programming coordinator. Yeah.
I think it's optimistic, but...
Let me ask you a question, Rob.
Yes.
If we're talking about special programming, like the National Labor Conference that's going to happen in July, and things that may be happening, you know, every other month or something like that, you know, the hearings,
mm-hmm.
this sort of a thing. Now, Stephanie Hendricks does a lot of that now as a producer for Pacifica.
Right.
Are we thinking about a part-time coordinator, a third-time coordinator? You know, since it sounds like we're not talking about somebody that's going to have something to do every single day. What are you? I'm thinking from what you've described and from what I think the network needs. If we end up creating such a thing, it would be a pretty part-time thing. And I'm not even sure. I think we should talk to Stephanie too before we go forward. So now I think, in addition to the PDs, we have to talk to Stephanie Hendricks.
What is her position again?
She's a producer that's worked on some national broadcasts.
Okay.
But
she does a lot. She's the one that actually produces a lot of the national broadcasts.
Maria, that's true, but she doesn't really, I mean, she doesn't conceptualize them. She comes in and does the production work, the technical work, and she coordinates with Otis and John and the stations that are involved. I think what we're talking about is how do we develop the collaborative relationships of the network to do news and public affairs programming at the local level as well as at the national level, whether they're produced for local consumption or national consumption, and to create an infrastructure within Pacifica that has the capacity at the local station level and at higher levels to take a look at what we do and what's going on in our, you know, in our nation and in our signal areas, and figure out how we're going to fulfill the mission with programming that way. I think that it's something which is a fundamental part of what we do, in which the local station missions overlap with what you do as a network. We are a network. We've got 100 affiliates right now.
Right, and so
very nearly 100 affiliates. So I don't think it's just a part-time job.
Well,
which somebody flips a bunch of switches. I don't think that's what we're talking about. We're talking about bringing people together so that we don't have all this confusion around what we're doing.
Well, right. The reason I even, you know, starting to say that is because, again, I reiterate that I know at least two out of the five of our stations are pretty happy with their grids and are, and, you know, they're evaluating them. They've got sort of a long line of people waiting to get spots on the grid. They're pretty happy with their public affairs. They're handling it on a local level. I don't know about the other three stations that are actually owned by Pacifica, about, because I haven't spoken with them as much, and that might be something worth querying.
That are owned by, you mean, we've
the
got five licenses.
Yeah, right. And then the, and as far as the affiliates go, I mean, we're offering them, we're certainly wanting to offer them materials, but you're talking about centralizing something, and I know that people feel, a lot of people feel very sort of weird about centralizing it, because that's what the old regime did.
I think we're talking about coordinating things.
Yeah, I think coordinating is good, but I don't think you're going to need a full-time person for that. I mean, you've already got one person who's producing. You've got Ursula, who's the affiliates coordinator. I just don't think you need a full-time program coordinator on top of the producer and the affiliates coordinator. I think you can get a part-time person to help those two people.
So in answer to your question, Rob, no, I don't think we're within 2 hours of having the job description.
I think you're probably
and
right.
I think it's very
I mean,
important.
I think it could be written, Ken. I think
yeah.
I think we're moving into the philosophical breach
yeah.
again. And you know. So I think we're going to have to wrap this
yep.
discussion up now. And
yes.
I would like to ask everybody that has, you know, that has a positive opinion on how to do these things. You know, Ernesto outlined some things very specifically. Alan made some points. Serene made some points. Ken has got some issues, you know, ongoing issues around news development that I think are key. Let's everyone that has that try to put something in writing and get it back to the rest of us. Get it to me within a week and we'll distribute it.
Rob, when you say get back to the rest of us, are you talking about sending it out to everybody on the committee?
Everyone on the committee.
Well, I'd like to request that we consider the possibility of a listserv so that we make this kind of communication more easily. Having to get a big list of people every time we send it out is cumbersome.
We have a listserv.
You've
gotten mail from the listserv. You're on the
listserv. Not in a long time. Okay. But you're right. You're right. I guess we do have a listserv. Okay. It's just been so long since I got anything from it that I forgot
or
about it. Because Rob doesn't use it.
No,
Rob sends it out to everybody as an individual.
I don't know how to work that. See, you have to understand. I'm on a bunch of listservs for the local station board and for the national board, and each one of them operates, you know, totally in parallel.
Yeah.
And there, I probably am just ignorant, but it's a problem for me to... You know, to go through that. That's why I need help.
Hi, this is Teresa.
Kind of going back to the question. Hi, Teresa. That
hey.
Was asked about the timeline for this meeting.
Yes.
I wonder if we can address that so that we can, after that's decided, make sure we leave the 10 to 12 minutes at the end for those who want
mm-hmm.
to be a part of finalizing
yes.
the minutes.
Thank you very much, Ngozi.
Sure.
Okay. We've gone over the Subcommittee on Collaborative Broadcasts. I will send something out to everybody. I'll try to get Serene, I'll ask Serene to help me send it out on the listserv correctly.
Yeah, I'll help you with that.
Thank you. Okay, then the only other thing I want to deal with specifically, and I just this is really by way of an announcement. When we met with the national board, the chair agreed, the chair of the board, who is going to be moving into the position of acting director of the foundation, while we're on an interim basis. We're going to have scheduled that telephone meeting with Eva Georgia and the other general managers and the program directors so that we can make sure that the development of this international Spanish language newscast,
mm-hmm.
which is a national program, a national news program,
mm-hmm.
okay, at KPFK, Maria.
Right, I know. I know.
Okay. So that we are looking at these things.
It was done without a program director. That was my point. I'm not opposed to having national programs. You have to understand that. I'm just saying that I don't know that we need a full-time program director in the middle of it, since we've got one at every station. And it.
Well, but if we're going to, I mean, part of the issue here is that developing this program is going to involve a number of positions that are going to be paid as full and part-time positions. So it's going to have financial impact on the network. It's going to require the cooperation and hopefully the resources of the other stations. And EVA wants to make sure both that the other stations are in support of that, you know, that the project doesn't break down because they can't get financial support. And she also wants to make sure that all the stations and program directors and GMs and producers and programmers, you know, understand that they're being invited to participate.
Right. I think that's
so,
that's exactly how it should be done.
Thank you. So we are going to have that that conference call, and that hopefully can be scheduled within the next month before we have our next regular meeting. I'll let everybody know when that takes place. Ambrose agreed that we would put that together, and that will give us an opportunity to make sure that we can make the recommendations to the National Board, whether they have to do with budget or communications, so that we go forward with this. So I, having mentioned that, I'd like to ask that we're going to skip over the rest of the meeting, and from this point on, we'll try to recap the minutes for this meeting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Alan, thanks everybody, and I'll speak to you again a bit in 6:15, the earliest I can. Excuse me?
It's Maria. Will you call me on your way home?
Sure, I will. And sorry, everybody on the committee should know, though, that if this continues on Monday as the schedule is, I can never make it before 6:15. So I apologize in advance, but I produce till 6.
We appreciate your cooperation with us in view of that constraint, Alan. Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Good night.
Okay, who wants to, Ngozi, walk us through the recap?
I'll try to do that, and is there anybody who is willing to try to type in some cryptic notes so that when we walk through this, maybe we won't have to do anything? Can anybody type as we talk? And be anybody willing to do that?
Right now?
Yeah, because, that's kind of the process we'd like to do.
You mean in the future, or...
Well, we will be asking that each time in the future, but the process that we're trying to do is one where we are just typing down the primary actions of the committee. So you won't have to just really type like full narrative minutes. But I have written them, so I'd be willing to type it later. But while we're talking, if somebody wanted to type it now, we could have it as a done deal. But I have written cryptically the primary.
Well, I'm turning on my computer now. It might be a little bit.
Well, that would be great, because we're going to be very brief in our minutes, and we're just going to try to make sure we get down the primary actions.
Okay. Well...
Which is, of course, going to start with who was present on the call.
Okay, go ahead with that.
Okay, that was Patty Heffley, Ngozi Kamau. Of course, you can just put the first name, fill in the last later if you want. And Rob... Maria, and if somebody would time us on this, because we can need to see if this is really practical.
Okay, I'll do that.
Yeah, we're trying to see if we can really do it in like 12 to 15 minutes is probably practical. Okay, Patty and Ngozi, Rob, Maria, Ken, Adnan, Sean,
Rhodes,
R-H-O-D-E-S. Yep.
That's how I have it.
Yes, and Sean is S-H-A-W-N.
Yeah.
Great. Bonnie Simmons.
And that's I-E?
Yes, yeah.
B-O-N-N-I-E.
Serene Roberts. And those were the members present when we convened. At 8:50, Arturo joined us.
Arturo, last name?
Last name, somebody?
Lemus, L-E-M-U-S.
L-E-M-U-S.
Alan Minsky.
I-N-S-K-Y.
At 8:59. And Ernesto, I'm sorry, was actually on at some point. I don't know at what point. Ernesto Aguilar.
M-I-N-S-K-Y, right?
Yes.
And
yes.
Ernesto Aguilar.
Yes.
Okay.
And we started at about 8:15 Central, so that would have been 9:15 Eastern. Okay. I'm sorry?
Alan.
Yes, I'm sorry. And what time, do you have any idea, Teresa, when you came on?
About a half an hour ago.
Okay, so we stayed
about
9 o'clock. Great.
I have a point of information, though.
Sure.
I'm not actually on the committee.
No, we just put in who's present.
Oh. Okay.
Somebody had a point of information, Mr. Chair.
Yeah, that was my point of information, because I thought Teresa was no longer on the committee.
No, she's not, but I thought, I think we're, are we to include that in the minutes, though? Anybody on the call, Rob, or not?
I don't think we have to include
her
presence or non-presence. I mean, we need to include it. It was your question, though, Serene, whether, I mean, I don't mind if Teresa continues to participate with the committee since she was on the committee. Is that your question?
Well, I don't. It's not really a matter of minding, but I thought committees were going to be a particular formula of one national board member and two local board members.
I'm not interested in voting or anything, but I'll be happy to assist you with the taking of the minutes if you like, to type it up this time if you like.
No, I guess, and it's not at all personal, because if it were, I wouldn't mind you being on, but I just think as a matter of procedure, we need to be clear on how committees are comprised and be consistent.
We can just put me down as a guest.
Right, but the question might then come up at my next board meeting, well, how come she gets to be a guest and I can't be a guest?
I think the answer to that question was that Rob mistakenly included her in the notification of the meeting, and that's why she's here.
But it sounds like it's become the question that they're discussing, the appropriateness of it. It may have begun that way, but now the question is really open.
Well, let me find out from let me get a ruling from the bylaws and Robert's rules if there's any reason why we can't do that.
Okay. Well, let's just document that she was on this call from 9 o'clock.
Oh, sure.
And so the first order of business that we handled was to address how we would retrieve the minutes for April and May. And the committee developed a plan to handle that, which would include Serene within 7 days providing the minutes for April and May 2005. If some support is needed with that, then Robin and Gozi will help to recreate those minutes from the recordings that that have been streamed from the stream.
Mm-hmm.
And in the future process, the creation of minutes will be done collectively with a identified facilitator at the beginning of each meeting, who will, at the conclusion of each meeting, help to bring together with the notes of all committee members minutes for that meeting.
Ngozi, I think it's a mistake to call that person the facilitator, because that confuses the issue.
Okay, no problem. What word do we want to put there?
Note-taker?
Note-taker is great.
Or note-taker, scribe, whatever.
Great, that'll work.
Yeah.
In the future, the notes will be done collectively with an identified note taker as identified at the beginning.
Yes. And I guess the only thing that we need to add is that the notes will be compiled, and we might want to, I don't know if we want to say they will actually be approved at the end of that meeting, but they at least will be compiled.
I think they can be approved, and I think we should approve them. I think that's going to save us a whole lot of strain.
Good enough if people are willing to say that. We did say at that point that we would compile and approve the minutes at the conclusion of each meeting.
I'm happy.
Okay.
Me too.
And that motion was made by Kamau, and it was unanimously approved at 8:22 p.m. in case we want to look at the tape on that for whatever reason. And then I think the next major thing that occurred was input from Bonnie Simmons with respect to the program evaluations that are being done at KPFA.
Excuse me, Ngozi, I think it was my motion.
Okay.
You made the original idea. You gave the original idea, but I think I made the motion that called for,
Serene. That's fine. Just substitute that for that being a Freeland motion, and seconded by Ngozi for how we would handle the minutes.
Okay.
Also, Serene said that she'd be sending us some instructions for the listserv.
Great. Yes.
Right.
Right.
Yes.
That's because part of the. Did you want to read this resolution? I'm still not quite on. I had to log off and log back on because I hadn't been on when I was on vacation.
Who's speaking?
Teresa. That's Teresa Allen that you just spoke.
Teresa, if you wouldn't mind, we just want to get these minutes down. Somebody's typing for us. So your question is whether or not we want to go verbatim back through the motion.
Oh, okay. So
if the person who's typing has it down, I'd like to continue to move. If that's okay.
She's the one that is typing.
Oh, you are, Teresa. Okay. So what do you want?
I'm saying my computer, it should be another minute for me to get on.
Okay.
So
we're at the motion for how we would handle the minutes in the meetings. Is that it?
So you're talking about Bonnie Simmons mentioned something, then Ken Freeland made a motion, and nobody actually read that.
Well, actually, the motion wasn't with respect to Bonnie Simmons, but he was going back up to the motion that had to do how we would handle the minutes. Is that right? That's right, right, Ken?
Yes.
Yeah.
Has something to do with program evaluations at KPFA?
Not a motion, but the next order of business had to do with the program evaluations that are being done at KPFA and the input that was given by Bonnie Simmons this evening.
So, well, you just tell me what you want me to type in, and I'll send it to you.
Okay. How does the group want to articulate that? That's a major thing that we discussed, and we're really just documenting that for the minutes. So it's not a question. But I would just say that the committee discussed a process for developing policy around national program policy and evaluation.
Program evaluation.
Yeah, sorry.
With regard to self-evaluation by programmers and evaluation of programmers by staff as well as program counsel.
And listeners. Teresa, are you typing?
I am writing, and I should be on very, very quickly. I just connected to my network. Sorry.
Well, Teresa, you can probably just type it in Word and then move the Word document into the Internet when you jump up to the Internet. But
tell me how you want this lab to be. The group discussed a process for developing program evaluation, which including self-evaluation
by programmers.
By programmers, evaluation by staff, comma, listeners, and program council.
Members.
Anything else?
And the process for reviewing the evaluations was also discussed.
The process for what?
Reviewing the evaluation, where you would meet with your department mm-hmm. head.
And using the program evaluations to work with the program schedule, to
right.
affect change in the program
right.
schedule.
Yes.
Right.
How's that?
And to identify needed resources was another important
yes.
aspect.
Yes.
Okay. Very
yes.
good.
Sorry.
Very good. Okay.
Process that discussed the process for developing program evaluation, including self-evaluation by programmers, evaluation by staff, listeners, and program council members, semicolon, process for reviewing and using program evaluations for what?
For identifying scheduling needs. Is that how we want to put it? Scheduling issues?
Or adjustments, yeah.
Yeah,
adjustment, yeah.
Scheduling adjustments and needed resources.
All right, discuss the process for developing program evaluation, colon, including self-evaluation by programmers, evaluation by staff, comma, listeners, and PC members,
mm-hmm.
colon, process for reviewing and using program evaluations for identifying scheduling adjustments and needed resources.
Mm-hmm.
Did I miss anything?
No, I would just also add that these discussions are led or at least handled by the department head.
Okay.
At least that's how it's being done now in our discussion we just had. Anyway,
I think
discussions are to be handled by departments.
Well, we don't have to put that.
No.
No. Now that's on the stream at around 8:33 p.m. in case we want to go back and get any of those details more clearly.
And Gozi, the reason that that's, I think KPFA is the only station that uses department heads.
Okay. That's
right.
I mean, I think it's a great idea.
Yeah,
it makes sense.
We do that in New York also.
Pardon me?
We do that in New York also.
Oh, okay, 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 okay.
This is Programming Committee with an ING on the end.
Yes.
Program Council, I thought.
Council, yeah. Program Council.
Their local Program Council.
Teresa, are you asking the question about whether the committee that you're talking to right now is the PNB Programming Committee,
yes,
or whether the people that are conducting the evaluations are one of the groups that conducts evaluations is the Program
it.
Council?
I got it.
Okay.
Now, also in there, I think another important thing was Ernesto raised some questions or requested input in utilizing the, you know, you all help me with this, the mission statement, the parameters for programming, the mission, how we want to put this thing. Ernesto's issue was very good.
He was looking for... He was trying to get information about various approaches,
mm-hmm,
of integrating the mission statement into youth training programs in particular.
Great.
Right?
Yes.
Say that again.
Ha.
Come on, Teresa. You got to cut that out.
Sorry.
He did such a good job.
He was looking.
She hits a home run, and you fell asleep in the bleachers.
looking for information on how other programmers may have integrated the mission statement into training programs for youth.
Yeah, developing youth programming and evaluating that programming.
Okay. Ernesto Aguilar was looking for information on how other programmers may have integrated the mission statement into training programs for youth in,
yes,
particular?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay. And I have here... Amelia Gonzalez apprenticeship program was offered as a resource, which we might want to just document.
What's
that.
It called? First Voices? No.
Excuse me. I have to make an objection here.
Okay.
We're getting way too detailed.
Okay, no
we
problem.
We don't need any of this stuff in there. What we need is what our committee decided and what we're going to be doing. That's all we need.
Okay.
We don't have to go into all this stuff.
Let's just put it 8:38 p.m. is where we can find more information,
right,
on that if we'd,
right,
like it. Okay? If everybody agrees.
And that is Central Standard Time?
Oh, I'm sorry. That's going to be Central, yes. I'm going by my clock here, so it will have to
be Central Daylight Time.
Yeah.
Well, we'll have to. When we write this in final,
it has to be Eastern.
We're going to have to use the same time indication every place.
Well, since we're out of California, I suggest we always use Pacific Standard Time.
Well, okay. Would you make those adjustments?
Well, the problem is
the
when
calendar,
we send...
the KPFTX calendar is using Eastern time, so,
mm-hmm,
to be consistent, we,
yeah,
should,
right,
use Eastern time for everything, because someone's going to see a meeting that convened at 8:30.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Teresa, the problem with that is that if we put it in Eastern time, then everybody that needs to be there knows what time is going to affect them. If we use Pacific time, then people that get mixed up about that won't be able to get on the call at all.
All right, then...
I'll adjust it from now on. So
okay.
Then we need to add an hour to everything I said except for the onset of the meeting. I think,
yeah,
I did give an Eastern time.
So the meeting started what time?
9:15.
9:15 Eastern Standard Time. Okay.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Fine.
And so all of those other times in between would be adjusted to,
yeah,
up
but,
to 9
but
o'clock.
We convened. We formally convened. It was like 10:02, wasn't it? Somebody help me out. Ken?
I didn't catch it.
We were making motions. We made that first motion at 9:19.
Yeah, I wrote down,
yeah,
convened,
yeah,
at 8:15.
Yeah.
I mean, it would have been 9:15 Eastern.
Yeah.
It did seem
that's
like...
That's correct. I think we're about 45 minutes into the meeting when we started.
Okay.
Okay, okay. Shut up.
All righty. So then the next primary thing that I have that we handled around 9:45 p.m. had to do with the clarification of the charge of the subcommittee.
Right.
And the important thing about that was the subcommittee agreed to develop develop policy parameters for core programming. Is that right, you guys?
Well, I volunteered to do that, but I don't know that we reached resolution on that. I didn't catch that we reached any resolution on that. Did we?
Well, I thought
it seems to me that the work was done here in this committee.
I think
Let
me suggest a way of putting it that I think won't do violence to anybody and won't be overly glib. I think what we said is that the committee agreed to accept discussing the parameters for program policy.
For core programming policy.
For core programming policy and the relationship between local and national programming and network broadcasts. In order to facilitate the process, we asked everybody on the call to write down some of the key criteria that they felt should be included in those policy parameters. Is that fair, Serene and Ken and Ngozi?
Yeah, I guess. But I'm again not clear. I mean, I understood that we were taking on the question of developing the philosophy of core programming. I didn't understand that we were taking it further into the question about the relationship between local and national programming, although I guess that's tangential.
I think core programming is you've got core programming that's local in nature and core programming that's national in nature, and you know you're going to have network broadcasts from time to time based on things that are beyond our control.
So are you really getting at the question between the relationship between core local and core national programming? Is that what you're asking?
No.
Is that the question?
No, I think that there is a relationship. I think that our stations, that there's a relationship for all those things.
Mm-hmm.
We do all of those things, and the question, the issue should not be, do we have them or don't have them? The many of the discussions that are counterproductive are people that say we shouldn't have stuff that we know we're going to have anyhow.
Mm-hmm.
The issue is, what are the relationships and what policies should dictate the way we develop it as a network?
Okay, I got it. I can you repeat that for the record?
Do you have that, Teresa, pretty much?
No.
Okay.
What I have is clarification of charge of subcommittee. Committee agreed to discuss policy parameters of core programming and the relationship between local and national programming.
Core programming.
And the relationship between local and national core programming?
Yeah.
And network programming was also in there.
Yeah, network.
National network and local core.
What is the difference between national and network?
I don't know. I just heard those two.
Network broadcasts. For example, if we broadcast the Downing Street hearings, that's a broadcast. That's a network-wide broadcast.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
People may carry it or they may not.
Right.
Okay. A national program is Democracy Now! It's a national program. It's ongoing.
Okay. So a network would be like an event sort of thing, and national would be like
exactly.
an ongoing.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Okay, so the relationship between local and national core programming and network broadcasts, there are three things there?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to discuss the relationships between local and national programming and network broadcasts.
No, local and national core programming.
Okay,
and network broadcast.
But
okay.
I think if we just kind of pretty much get that, if we don't have to have it exactly, and that's it.
No, I'm sorry, Ngozi, this is very important that we do get that term core in there. It's
core is there, Ken.
Okay.
9:58 p.m. is around the time that was streamed.
Okay.
And the members of the subcommittee, I think, are Joe, what's Joe's last name? Someone.
Gonzala.
Okay. Nuberto, Maria, Serene, Ken, anybody else? Okay.
Robert said he wanted to be part of this.
Yeah,
so,
I did.
I'm going to assume that we should just start including him on the subcommittee.
Wonderful. And
Robert. I didn't get the second person.
Norberto?
Norberto.
Norberto.
N-O-B-E-R-T-O.
N-O-R-B-E-R-T-O.
Okay, great.
I'm sorry, say it one more time.
N-O-R-B-E-R-T-O.
Martinez,
okay.
Okay, but he's not on the call, is he?
No, he's not on today.
Okay, got it.
And another...
On that subcommittee is Joe Gonzala, Maria Armudian, Ken Freeland, Serene, Rob Robinson, and Norberto.
Correct.
See.
Sorry?
Yes.
Now, it was also suggested that subcommittee get input from the PDs, the LSB, and Stephanie Hendricks.
Well, what we got there was Maria volunteering on behalf of the committee.
Yeah, but still.
To contact, Well, I would like that in the record, please, because I think that's
okay.
Key. Thank you.
Okay, what is it again?
Ken, articulate it the way you need it.
Yes, Maria Armudian volunteered as a member of the subcommittee to contact all the PDs and GMs with pertinent questions, with pertinent related questions.
Yeah, but
okay.
Those questions are what we're supposed to
come
up with.
We're being the subcommittee, you mean?
Yeah.
Right.
Yes.
She
yes.
Can't
that's right.
Contact
right,
until
right.
We come
she'll
up
do the
with
actual
questions.
Contacting. We'll do the
right.
Yeah, right.
From the committee.
Yeah. The committee, the subcommittee will develop the questions.
All right.
Maria will contact the.
Now, I'm sorry. There were about, I have here maybe 6 to 8 things that were articulated by Ernesto, Allen, and Sean that were streamed around 10:08, between 10:05 and 10:08, somewhere around in there. I have some cryptic notes. We might want to just put them in bullets. I don't know. How do you guys want to handle that?
I don't think it's that relevant. It didn't.
Okay.
If it doesn't have to do with a decision of the committee, I don't think we need to take
good
time
enough.
With it.
And you guys have
what
it in
time
the
was that, though, again?
I have. I wrote down the time at around 10:05, and that would be Eastern.
Okay.
But it may have started a little bit before, but it goes on, as you know, about 15 minutes or so.
Right. Okay.
And I know. Do you all have it, though, the ones in the subcommittee? Because, of course, they were excellent, and I think they also bridged to some of the questions that can be asked.
Yeah, we can go back and dig
great,
it.
Great,
fantastic. Okay. The next thing that I have that was key, oh, yeah, okay. Well, really, we just, I have the questions that the chair posed for us to come back as individual members. With respect to the key criteria for inclusion in policy parameters?
Well, in other words, those are the questions that we would be putting to PDs and GMs.
Okay. And you gave us, I think you asked it in 3 ways for us to help us to generate questions, policy issues, pro and con, that need to be addressed.
Mm-hmm.
What are some of the past things that help to divert the process? Is that what...
You don't want me to put this down unless
no.
You have a resolution, correct?
Right.
No.
Well,
no.
These are minutes, so those were important questions, I thought, that he
well,
asked
but
us
there,
to get
but
back
wait
to.
A minute. There was nothing, again, if we're going to be doing this and if we're going to keep it to a reasonable time frame, we've got to limit it to what the committee decided to do. Okay.
Yeah,
if we start putting other stuff in there, we're going to be here all night.
And Gozi, see,
okay.
maybe we're all working with a different misunderstanding.
That's
a different,
true, we are.
A different understanding. My sense is that what I tried to ask people to do is when we had Sean and Ernesto mm-hmm. and Alan saying, these are the types of, this is the way that national programs or broadcasts should evolve with us. And they made specific points. And what I said is, can everyone write down the things that will help us to do
mm-hmm.
When we begin constructing national
mm-hmm.
programming and network
mm-hmm.
broadcasts, and the things we should avoid,
good, great.
So that they don't become complicated, and
one.
Then we'll see what we come up with.
And
then that's the stuff that Maria can ask the PDs
right.
and GMs,
and
well,
send them to the listserv, right, for everyone's reference. Is
right.
that correct?
Yeah. But my issue is only that I think it's important to put that in the minutes for those who say, now what was it Rob wanted us to get back on? I'd like to look
well,
at
no,
the
that
minutes.
Part is important because it's
yeah.
something that we're supposed to do.
Exactly.
It's not something that somebody said as a thought. It's something that we're tasked with, so
exactly.
that's different.
But we can't put down all the things in the minutes
right.
because those things are supposed to be forthcoming
right.
from the people that participated in
right.
the fall.
So just tell me what you want me to put down.
Rob Robinson requested, Chair Robinson requested, that each committee member forward to the listserv.
Each committee.
Each member of this committee
mm-hmm.
forward to the listserv, to the committee's listserv. Questions and concerns to be raised
mm-hmm.
with the GMs and PDs. Right, Rob? Is that right or not?
That's fine. Yeah.
Okay.
Sure. That's fine.
Right. Now I have that was articulated around 10:17 p.m. And then the final thing I think that we did had to do with the announcement about Eva, Georgia. How do we want to handle that? Should that be reflected in the minutes? If so, how?
I think we should just say that I announced that the chair of the, well, no, it's not going to be the chair, that the interim executive director of the Pacifica Foundation will schedule a conference call so that the GMs and the PDs can discuss with Eva Georgia and the programming committee the development of the international Spanish language newscast.
Mm-hmm. But Eva Georgia and who else is on the call?
GMs and PDs. And the committee.
The development of the committee?
No, the development of the Spanish language program.
What about it?
What?
Mm-hmm. Just in general.
Okay.
Development of the Spanish language news.
Teresa, the announcement that I made was that the interim executive director, within the month, will schedule a conference call for the station general managers and program directors to discuss with Eva Georgia the development of the international Spanish language newscast and with the members of the programming committee. How's that?
Sounds good.
That's it.
I think we got it. If we can hear those read back when Teresa's done writing this last part, and we can approve it, we're out of here.
All right, the program committee, the PNB programming license committee meeting
convened
at 9:15.
Teresa, I can hardly hear you, sorry.
Sorry.
Okay.
The PNB programming committee meeting convened at 9:15 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. With Maria Armudian, Rob Robinson, Shereen Roberts, Patty Heffley, Ngozi Kamau, Ken Freeland. What's Ashnan's last name?
Lakhani, L-A-K-H-A-N-I.
His first name is Adnan, A-D as in dog, N as in Nancy, A-N as in Nancy.
A-D-N-A-N.
Uh-huh.
No H in there.
No.
Okay. Sean Rose, Bonnie Simmons, Ernesto Aguilar is a guest. At 9:50, Alan Minsky joined the call. At 9:59, Arturo Lemus joined the call. Discuss the process for developing program evaluation, including self-evaluation by programmers, evaluation by staff, listeners, and PC members, process for reviewing and using program evaluations for identifying schedule adjustments and needed resources, period. Ernesto Aguilar is looking for information on how other programmers may have integrated the
let me interrupt there. I think one thing that needs to be added there is program improvement or something like that, program enhancement, whatever you want to call it. Because I think that's a key point of these program evaluations is that they provide the feedback to the programmer to improve their programming.
Yeah, I'm thinking maybe...
For developing program evaluation, including self-evaluation by programmers, program enhancement, evaluation by staff, listeners, and PC members, process for reviewing and using program evaluation for identifying scheduling adjustments and needed resources.
That's where I wanted to put the program evaluation, for identifying schedule adjustments and program improvement.
Needed resources and program enhancement.
And program enhancement, however you want to reverse that. That's where it belongs.
Move program enhancement from behind self-evaluation, put it into the lesson.
I'm sorry, say that.
The process includes self-evaluation, evaluation by other programmers and by the program council, and a review and discussion with the department head.
Discuss process for developing program evaluation, including self-evaluation by programmers,
Well, I think it's redundant. I think just self-evaluation.
Well, then there were two different forms that she furnished us. That
mm-hmm.
One of them was self-evaluation, the other was evaluation by others. So there
right.
were two different
but
parts of that.
No,
mm-hmm.
Okay,
evaluation by staff, listeners, and PC members, process for reviewing and using the program evaluations for identifying scheduling adjustments and needed resources.
And program enhancement. That's where it belongs, okay.
And
you're in.
Did you mention, oh, you guys said not to mention the whole department head thing? Is that it?
Yeah, I think we decided not to put that in there, because that's
okay.
Particular to KPNB.
All right, and Ernesto Aguilar is looking for information on how the programs have integrated mission statement into training programs for youth in particular.
Yeah, we might put his contact info in there. Along, you know, since we're mentioning that, it's Ernesto at kpft.org.
Do you want the phone too?
Sure.
Teresa, if you would type that, she knows that. Yeah, if you would type in.
Of course you would. His extension 308.
Extension 308?
Yeah.
Thanks.
All right. Clarification of charge of subcommittee. Committee agreed to discuss policy parameters of core programming and the relationship between local, core programming and network broadcast, period. Joe Gonzala.
Sorry, Teresa, could you repeat that last sentence?
Okay, clarification of charge of subcommittee. Subcommittee agreed to discuss policy parameters of core programming and the relationship between local core programming and, national core
there
programming.
There it is. Okay, I knew someone was missing.
Core programming and network broadcast, period. Joe Gonzala, Maria R. Moody, and Ken Freeland, Serene Roberts, Rob Robinson, Norberto Martinez are on the subcommittee. Maria offered to contact all PDs and GMs with pertinent questions from the subcommittee. 8:58 p.m. Rob Robinson, Chair, requests each committee member to forward to listserv questions and concerns to be raised with GMs and PDs at 10:17 p.m. And IED will schedule a conference call to discuss with Eva Georgia, GMs, and PDs, and the PNB Programming Committee, the development of the Spanish language news program. And I didn't have a time for that.
That I have in...
within
ten,
the month, right?
33.
I have 10:25.
Oh, okay.
Oh. But that's fine. You can put 10:25 to 10:33. Around in there.
5:10:33.
And the only thing I'm thinking is that we didn't document. But never mind. You guys said no. Cool.
We started doing this at 10:32, and it's 11:06 now. So it took us 38 minutes.
Long, but still better. We have them and we're done.
That's true.
That's right.
So what do we need to do to approve them?
We need to. Rob needs to ask if there's any objection to approving the minutes.
Yes.
Yes, read.
We're asking the members of the committee to approve the minutes. If there's an objection, I'd like to hear it now. Hearing no objection, all in favor of approving the minutes for tonight's meeting, June 20th, 2005, please say aye.
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 Aye. Aye. Aye. All opposed, say nay.
Yeah, who's that?
Big trouble.
Abstention.
Oh, Lord.
Somebody's asking for trouble.
Okay. So,
thank you, Teresa.
Thank you, everybody, for hanging in.
I'm going to send these to Ngozi and Rob, and then you and whoever wants to.
I say send them to everybody if you wouldn't mind.
Yeah, send them right out to the listener.
I'm going to send them to one of you. And
okay.
You can send them
well, then send them to Rob, please. If you, Rob, is that okay?
Of course,
Ngozi.
And I appreciate you for improvising this approach.
Yes, me too.
Yeah.
I think it. Thanks despite the fact that it took long, I don't think it'll take as long next time because we're clear
we'll
on what
better.
We're doing.
Yeah, we'll
you
get better.
You know what? Did not mention at the beginning. There's some, because I was writing before I started typing. I did not put the as part of the minutes. You told me I went straight.
Oh, yeah, that's just the part about where we articulated how we would handle the minutes.
Now, does that mean we adjourned at 11:06 or that we adjourned before we started doing this?
No, we. I think we adjourned after this. I think this should be included as a part of the meeting, huh?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. We adjourn when we conclude with the discussion we're having now?
Right.
I think so.
Yeah. Okay.
I messed up.
No, but that's okay. Teresa, you hand wrote that part, the first part, right?
Yes.
So you can just type it in for us?
Yeah, it doesn't matter that it's not typed. It matters that you read it when you read it.
Teresa, if you do it to the best of your knowledge, send it to me.
Yeah.
And then I'll play with it if it seems wrong. And then everybody that's here now, Serene, Ken, Ngozi, yourself, myself, can make changes immediately that we can then, you know, resend.
But only to those, only to the part about how we will handle the minutes. We've approved everything else, right? Nobody should change anything that we just approved as a group.
But I heard Teresa read it back to us how we had agreed to do that,
yeah,
so I don't understand why that's not part of what we approved.
Well, what she just said was she didn't type in the part about how we would handle the passport.
But she read it to us.
Okay.
So as long as she read it to us
okay.
and she puts the same language in there, we've approved it.
You're right.
Sorry.
You're right.
There were two parts of this of these minutes that I did not read because I was handwriting them. I'd like to read those two paragraphs now
right.
and approve them.
Okay.
That's a good idea.
Thank you.
Okay. Serene will provide will attempt to retrieve minutes from April and May of 2005. Serene will provide them within 10 days.
7 days.
Seven.
7 days. And if that's not possible, Ngozi and Rob will attempt to recreate them. In the future, Ngozi made a resolution that in the future notes will be done collectively with an identified note taker ID at the beginning of the meeting, and we will compile and approve them at the end of each meeting. And that was unanimously approved at 8:22 p.m.
Then it has to be 9:22 p.m., changing those times.
9:22 p.m.
Now, is that the one you said you made, Ken?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
That's Ken's resolution.
Emotion. Here's the second paragraph.
Mm-hmm.
Ken Freeland, okay, help me recreate this. Ken Freeland, something to do with program evaluations at KPFA, discuss, okay, that's when I started typing it on the computer, discuss the process for developing program evaluation self, okay, so I think I got that.
Yes.
Yeah.
We heard everything else in
yeah.
what you first
so that
read.
That was Ken, I can type in that was Ken.
No, it really wasn't me. I don't think
yeah,
that
was mine, but I wasn't going to fight over it.
No.
The first part.
Well, wait a minute. I'm getting confused here. We're talking about program evaluation, right? I didn't have anything to do with the program evaluation thing.
Oh.
I only had to do with the question of how we were going to do the minutes.
Was there technically only one resolution passed, and that had to do with doing the minutes?
Yeah.
Okay.
As far as I recall.
Yeah, that's my understanding.
Okay.
Okay. Fine. Then.
Frankly, it doesn't matter who's taking, who
okay,
made the resolution.
We're all set then?
We were all passed it. Okay.
Right. So are there any objections to that part of the minutes? I guess you need to ask that again, Rob.
Yeah, you got to ask it again, Rob.
I'm sorry. We're voting again.
You're asking if there's any objection to the amendment to the minutes regarding how we're going to do the minutes.
Okay, members. We Teresa has just read an amendment to the minutes that we've approved. Are there any objections to that amendment which you just heard? Hearing none, let me ask that everyone approve that amendment being made to the document that we approved a few minutes ago. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed
aye.
Say
aye.
Nay. Abstentions.
Get out of here.
Okay.
I'm going to abstain to go get some beer. Good night.
Are we done?
Motion to adjourn?
Yeah, I would like to entertain a motion to adjourn, but I would like to... Serene?
Yes.
I need to call you about something that's unrelated to this after the call.
I'll call you on my cell phone in the car. My ride's outside.
Thank you so much. Okay.
Okay.
So the meeting is adjourned. I've got 11, what, 17 now?
11:10. Your clock.
I got
11:10. Okay, I'm sorry. You're right. It's my eyes. 11:10 p.m. Thank you so much, everyone.
Okay.
Good
thank
night.
You. Take care.
Take care. Thanks,
bye-bye.
Everybody. Good night.
All right. Thank you, Sean.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Good night.
Thanks, Ngozi.
Thanks, Rob.
Thank you.